forecast of heavy rains till all of you have come? Do you know what is the topic for the today evening's program? Key to empowerment. Who wants to become empowered? Everyone, right? Nobody doesn't want to become empowered. But do you know what is the meaning of the word empower? What is the meaning of the word empowerment? The dictionary meaning of empowerment is, they are the measures designed to increase the degree of autonomy and self-determination in people in order to enable them to represent their interests in a responsible and self-determined way, acting on their own authority. It's a long definition. But what does it mean is that people, when they feel great determination, they are focusing on their goals in a very, very responsible way, and they achieve what they want to, what is their goal, then they feel empowered. I would like to tell you a real story from our life. In the year, 2000, just before 2000, we all had gone for a yatra to Ahobilam. Ahobilam is a place in South India. It is a Narsingdev's place. And we were 900 of us who had gone with the leader of this temple for the yatra. And we were supposed to climb a mountain. And this mountain is actually what they say is the palace of Hiranyakashipu. It was very, very steep. No steps. You had to climb the mountain. And 3 days we were planning to go. So every day the group was about 300 people were climbing up. And we were told that you have to carry your own water, your own food, because neither water nor food is available there. And all of us, there were young people, old people, fat people, thin people, those who cannot even walk few meters, everybody was going. And the first batch, our leader was supposed to come with us. Unfortunately, he had back pain, so he could not join us. So he said, but still all of you go. So the first batch we started, and we reached around 2 kilometers up, and they had told us till 2 kilometers there were some steps, some rocks which was easy to climb. And then they announced there, those who want to go back, they can go back now. But if once you start climbing up, then you cannot go back. You have to get down from the other side. And almost all 300, nobody returned. Everybody was carrying their water, some food, and we started climbing. And when we were going up, we realized we were going in a line. And we are climbing up 5 kilometers. So no steps, with the hands and feet. And 1 foot you put up, the stone below your foot is loosening. And when it comes down, there is a chain of people going down, or 300 people. It was very difficult, very, very difficult. After reaching 3 kilometers, my husband, myself and few others were right in front. We were feeling, why did we come here? Who in the world had told us to come here? And then we all were remembering the instructions of our leader. He is our spiritual master, our guru. And we all were remembering the words, Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langate Girim. That if you just blindly follow the instruction of your spiritual master or guru, you can climb up. And then we reached up right at the tip. We did 7 kilometers climbing up. And then right at the tip, it was not a straight tip like that. There was a flat, like this much, like exactly the size of this Vyasasan, and even the broad as this Vyasasan. There was a flat stone which you had to cross to reach, and then there was a pillar like this, which was a pillar from which Narsingadev had appeared. And both the sides, it is 7 kilometers down steep valley. So my husband ran, I ran, and then we didn't realize actually when you run, you are with people, you don't realize. And then there was another devotee friend of mine, her name was Parijat. She's extremely thin. Sometimes we make fun of her that even if you stand on the Mumbai bus station and a strong wind will blow, you will fly away. And here the wind was blowing so fast, and we were at the height of 7 kilometers, and both the side, only this broad, and we had to cross. She said, Kishori, come back, help me, I can't cross. Then I realized when I had to come back, so I sat down. You know, like I was moving like this from there to here, and then she came behind me holding me, and then we all crossed, like there were a chain of devotees who were crossing there and reaching there. When we came down, our leader, our Guru Maharaj, he met us and said, how was the experience? And believe me, all of us felt great. You know, we have heard that Hindi muhavra, aaj mere pair jameen pe tikte nahi hai. It was all of us are feeling that. Wow, we really did something amazing. We did something so great. And we all felt empowered. We felt we achieved something. We did something great in our life. Normally, we feel empowered when we think we are successful. Maybe we are very highly educated. We are very rich. We are very beautiful. Or maybe we are born to some great parents. We have connectivity to some great parents. Recently, somebody just lost so much weight, but because he was connected to a very, very, probably the richest man of India, he was famous all over the world in the news. So many people are losing weight, but he was just because he was connected to somebody. So you feel empowered when you think you have all these things. You feel empowered when you compare yourself with others. Many times you feel that, I have better than them. Then you feel, I am stronger, I am more powerful. Or sometimes if you feel empowered, when somebody tells, अरे तुम्हारा astrological chart इतना अच्छा है, तुम्हारे life में सब अच्छा ही है. People who go to tarot card, astrology, so many things. What to find out, what to hear? Everything is very good in your life. And when just by hearing that, whether it is true or not true, just by hearing that they feel empowered. And what makes you feel disempowered? When apparently you think you don't have things, you are not successful, you don't have money, you don't have good friends, you are not very beautiful. So things actually make you feel disempowered. Or sometimes comparison makes you feel disempowered. I remember in my 10th class in Mumbai, I got in Maharashtra merit list. In one of my language, I stood first all over Maharashtra. I never tried for that because I was trying for science. So I was not a language student, but I got some good marks. After 2 years in 12th standard also, I got very good marks. I stood second in Maharashtra. And then I got my admission in KEM. So when I got my admission in KEM, the first day one girl walks up to me. She said, I was competing for that first rank in Maharashtra in the 10th standard. I said, oh, really? I said, and you took it. You got it. So I did not get. So again, for next 2 years, I was trying very hard that in the 12th standard, I should get more marks than you. But we got equal. So I said, why are you so upset? Now, both of us are in the same college. You are also doing medicine. I am also doing medicine. No, but I feel that you did better than me. I said, but I don't know you. She was from a central station. I was from a western station. I had never seen her. But just she knew that somebody existed who had 2 marks better than her. For 2 years she was struggling. 2 years she was struggling. Sometimes, we don't realize that we are struggling for things which are, apparently all of you are laughing because you think it is such a trivial thing. But in our lives also, for her, maybe those 2 marks were very disturbing. For you, maybe something else. Sometime a relationship breaks and you feel disempowered. Sometimes you don't get the admission where you want. May not be in the same university where you want. Maybe not in the same branch what you wanted. May not be in the same city. And you feel, I'm good for nothing. I cannot do anything in my life. But is this the true empowerment? There was a question paper. which was given to different students. Commerce students, law students, art students and medical students. And what was the question? Question was of 16 marks. What is love? So art student wrote, love is life. Law students wrote, love is pain. Commerce students wrote, love is God. And all of them got 3 marks, 4 marks. What did a medical student write? Love is a heart disorder between man and woman, which is caused by a particular disease, by a particular virus, and it may lead to death. Age group begins at teenage, but it can affect any age group. What are the symptoms? Daydreaming, insomnia. How do you diagnose? By mobiles, diary, and seeing Facebook. And what is the treatment? Anti-love therapy by mother's sandals or father's shoes. 16 marks. Full marks. So people think empowered, you know, by they feel if I get in this particular branch, in this particular university, in this particular city, then I have achieved. I remember we got that feeling. Our first day in KM Hospital, all the students, because only the students who got 97.6 and above, they could only enter there. So it was like a wow, we achieved something. But in the first test, after 6 months, first semester's test, almost 85 people failed. Because the semester started in August and the subject is so vast and so difficult. Sometimes people feel that they are living in their past. You know, I got one patient and she was a patient of schizophrenia. So when I asked the relatives, how did schizophrenia started? No, madam, in her 12th standard, she wanted to get psychology in arts, but she did not get in a good college. So I said, what has that to do with schizophrenia? He said, no, because she did not get that, she became so depressed, that she stopped eating, she stopped sleeping. And then later on we realized that she needs some medicine. And it had become so severe that now at the end of 10 years, her marriage was broken. Somehow that they tried to get her married, but they realized that she is not a normal girl. So she came back and then she cannot do any work. She has not finished her studies also. Why? Because of the simple reason of not getting a subject in a particular college. So we may have our own perception of empowerment. There was a kitty party and in that all the women had gathered. So the organizer said, I want you to write one SMS to your husband. And what is the SMS? I love you. And let's see what replies you get. And whoever gets the best reply will be the winner and will get the best surprise gift. So all the women started typing. And the first one reply came that, are you in a store where you have liked the jewelry and you are short of money? The second reply came, do you want me to pick up kids today also? And the third reply came that, don't worry if you are not cooking at home, today also I can get khana from outside. For this, I am already so stressed, why are you bothering me? The fifth one was, have you done accident with my car? And the best one which got the gift was, who is this sending message from my wife's mobile? So she was just trying all of them were just writing a simple message, I love you. But the perception of the husbands, the reply was so different. Similarly, in our life, you know, sometimes we need to change our perception. We think this is what is going to give me empowerment and we get stuck there. This is what is going to make me happy and successful. We get stuck there. But we need to change our perception from disempowerment to empowerment. I remember in our neighborhood, there was an old lady, very nice grandmother. All her grandchildren were well settled abroad. And one Diwali, all grandchildren came. Somebody came who was a doctor staying in US. Somebody was a chartered accountant, came from UK. One software engineer came from Australia. And all the grandchildren were sitting with the grandmother. And they were discussing. And grandmother was asking them, how are you? Are you happy in your life? So, no, we are successful, happy, but we are very stressed out. You know, we have to do so much work. And each one was sharing different things. I have to work for long hours. I have kids. I don't know where to keep them when I'm going to work. So many different types of problems. So, grandmother was listening. And then she made very nice hot tea for all of them. And she got it in a jug. And then with the jug, she got a big tray. In that, there were different cups. There were cups made up of clay. There were cups made up of glass. There were cups made up of china clay. And there were cups made up of silver. And she said, you choose your cups. And I will pour the hot tea. And surprisingly, all of them, they chose the most expensive cup. Silver cup. When you put hot tea in the silver cup, what happens? It burns your tongue. So then the grandmother told them that all of you, did you notice this? That all of you, what did you pick up? The most expensive cup. Knowingly or unknowingly. Does it change the taste of the tea? No. Usually, what we do in our life is, we try to go only on externals. But empowerment has nothing to do with externals. Empowerment has lots to do with our inner work. What is going on within us? Find out that and work upon that. Our life is a long journey. It begins at the station birth and ends at the station death. Nobody can extend the journey. In the hospital, many times in ICU, the relatives tell, doctor, kuch bhi kar do, mera sab paisa le lo, sab daulat le lo, lekin mere patient ka life bada do. Ek saal bada do saal bada do, mere bachche chote hain. Nobody can extend. Life is a very, very powerful journey from birth to death. It is fixed. We cannot change our past. We cannot change our future. We have not yet seen our future. But what we can change is our present. What we have in our hand is our present. What choices you make now will actually decide what future you will have. Most of the time, we don't make right choices at right time. What we need to do is, we need to make right choice. I will give you examples of four great ladies from the scriptures. Kunti, Draupadi, Gandhari and Sita. Okay, all four of them were born princesses. Kunti was a princess, Draupadi was a princess, Gandhari was a princess and Sitaji was a princess. Married to kings. Yes. Pandu, five Pandavas. Kunti was married to Pandu Maharaj. Draupadi was married to five Pandavas. Gandhari was married to Dhritarashtra. And Sitaji was married to Lord Ramchandra. Born as a princess, married to the kings. Who will not like such a life? But do you think the life was simple and easy? Do you think their life was simple and easy? I don't have to explain you the details, right? They all had to make some very, very powerful decision and very, very powerful choice at certain junctions of their life. Let's see about Kunti. What happened when Maharaj Pandu died? And Maharaj Pandu died, Kunti's co-wife, Madri, decided that I want to die with my husband. And you look after the 5 kids. So Kunti had to make the decision, yes, I will survive without my 5 husbands and I will take care of these 5 sons. Let's see about Draupadi. Draupadi loved Arjun. The entire contest, Swayamvar, was organized in such a way that Arjun becomes the winner because she had to marry Arjun. And Arjun was victorious. She was very happy that she is going to get the prince of her heart, you know, what she wanted. And what happened? Because of certain circumstances, she had to make a choice of not only marrying Arjun, but marrying 5 Pandavas. It was not an easy decision. But she decided, I will make this choice of marrying 5 Pandavas. Gandhari, princess of a very successful kingdom, very powerful brother, very powerful father, was married to Dhritarashtra, who was blind. And what decision she made? I will blindfold myself for the rest of my life. Sita ji, when Lord Ramchandra was banished to the forest, she was just newly married. She was a princess. She had always stayed in comforts. Instead of going back to her mother's house or staying at home with the in-law, she said, I want to come with you. I am married to you, and whatever life you live, I want to live the same life. And that is the reason she made a choice of going to the forest. So we must understand that what choices we make in our life, that will decide our future. And that will empower us. In all these 4 great empowered ladies' cases, what choices they made at a very critical junction of their life, that made them extremely empowered. Now, we are still remembering them after thousands of years. Now you may tell me, Mataji, what are you talking about Kunti and Gandhari? The times have changed. Yes, I know times have changed. And even in the temples, times have changed. 10 years back, mobile is prohibited in the temple. 5 years back, please switch off your mobile. 1 year back, please put your mobile in silent mode. And now 1 month back, selfie with Lord, ₹111. Times have changed. But does that mean that we can give up our own values, our own culture? The recent research shows that in Mumbai, the number of smoking girls are more than the number of smoking boys. Do we think by smoking, drinking, going for parties, staying alone, are we getting empowered? Recently somebody sent me a joke. The wife is writing to the husband, as much time you will spend on WhatsApp, Twitter and Facebook, I will spend on Amazon and what is it, Flipkart and Snapdeal. Means whatever you will do, I will do like this. So what is, can, if we try to become equal to men, okay, we want to smoke. Nowadays, modern times, we will smoke, we will drink, we will party, we will do everything what men are doing. Can men do what you are doing? Can they keep a child in the womb for 9 months? Creator has given us this special power. Creator has given us His own power to create. Only a woman can create. Only a woman can keep a child in the for 9 months. Only a woman can give birth. Only we can give values and culture. Whatever values and culture you see in the society, in the families, is because of women. So if we think we want to become, we want to do all things which men are doing, like smoking, even that is wrong. But where are we heading? Are we getting empowered, or we are going fast towards the path of destruction? I want to tell you a story of Dr. Prakash Amte. Dr. Prakash Amte is the son of Dr. Baba Amte. Dr. Baba Amte is very world famous for his work with patients of leprosy. He was working with patients of leprosy. Everybody rejected him, but he, his wife and his two sons were selflessly working with leprosy patients. And then when he was working, his both the sons decided that we want to do medicine. We'll become doctors. So when Dr. Prakash became doctor, his father said, I want to give you a treat. And they couldn't believe that father is giving a treat. So he said, where are we going? So they had hired one jeep. And the father, Dr. Baba Amte, took them to a village, which was almost, it took few hours to reach there, because there was no proper road. And when they reached there, it was a tribal village. There was nothing there. Only people who were killing in front of them, monkeys and animals and eating. And the father told Dr. Prakash Amte that I want you to settle here. What I have created for the leprosy patients, I want you to create here. And he said, okay. And then suddenly after a few days, his younger brother phoned Dr. Baba Amte that Prakash is talking nowadays too much to a girl in Pune. So he said, who is this girl? So then they found out that he was in love with somebody, Dr. Manda. And so Dr. Baba Amte phoned immediately Dr. Manda. He said, if you want to love my son, you will have to come here and stay here with him. Are you ready for that? Then there is no problem. She said, no problem, I want to stay with him. I will assist him in whatever work he does. And Dr. Manda Amte was an anesthetist who came to that village of Harashkala and started staying with Dr. Prakash Amte. And in the beginning years, you can see there is a movie made on Dr. Prakash Amte. You can see in the beginning years, no patients were coming for 2 years. Because the only treatment was Jantar Mantar Kala Jadu. Nobody was allowed to come. And the first patient came after 2 years, was carried by through the 15 villages, and the skull was open. And when the patient came, both the husband and wife understood, if we don't treat this patient and send him well, you know, he has come, first patient who has come, traveling through 15 villages, it will give a very, very wrong impression. So they both started working very hard, taking sutures, and he survived. And because the first patient survived, the next lady came who was in labor, who had a miscarriage, the child had already died in the womb. But somehow or other, they took care of her. And now, they slowly, many, many patients started coming, and then they realized that these people are so uneducated. So both of them, with their treating the patients, they started a small school. And they started teaching the students. And as the years passed, their own students, so many of them, became doctors, lawyers, chartered accountants, and came back to the villages, the same village area, and started serving. So here we can see that what work, when they are doing service for others, they could have had a very luxurious life in a city. But both of them decided that they want to give their life for the betterment of mankind. And that is what empowered them. They have got so many awards, we cannot even imagine. Sometimes we feel that, you know, as women we are not so empowered in our houses. Brothers are given more importance than us. Even when we'll get married, the husbands will be given more importance than us. Let us understand, what does Vedic culture explain about women? In the Vedic culture, woman is always called as a Devi, a goddess. A goddess means one who is empowered, who has lot of Shakti. In Hindi also what we say, Devi or Sajjano. So Devi has a lot of weightage. We are naturally given that power, first of all, power to create. And that Shakti, which is very, very powerful. Even if you see in a medical world, they say when a child is aborted, it must be a male boy. It must be a boy. Because girls, they don't leave the mother's womb. Because they are very, very powerful. Srila Prabhupada would say that even Krishna has empowered all the ladies. Who is in charge of knowledge? God is Saraswati. It is not Lord Indra. Who is in charge of money? God is Lakshmi. Who is in charge of protection? Durga. So protection, money, finance, defense and education. All these three important portfolios are given to women. So we must understand that we have got that innate power. But many times what happens is that we start having innate fear. You know, that I am not so capable. I would like to tell you one story. You know, there was a beautiful, nowadays you see outside because of the rains, there is grass everywhere. So there was beautiful green grass everywhere. And one cow came and started eating grass. So the grass was feeling very bad. Oh, I am getting crushed. I am getting chewed. It is so painful. But suddenly the grass realized he was converted into milk. And milk was collected into a vessel. So he was very happy. And he was thanking God. You have added value to me. Suddenly he realized a drop of curd entered into milk. It was very difficult overnight. It changed the form of the milk to curd. After that, there was churning. Somebody started churning. And it got converted into butter. Very nice fragrance. He was very happy, very soft. He said, thank God, you added value to my life. And suddenly he started feeling the heat. Because somebody was boiling the butter to make ghee. Say, my God, what is this exam? How much I have to suffer? Why only I have to suffer? There are so many people who are doing so well. Why only this happens to me? And suddenly, nice fragrance came and a ghee was transported into a pot. And somebody was carrying him. So he was wondering, where am I going, where am I going? And what happened? They were carrying it to the Radha Gopinath temple to do Abhishek of Krishna on Janmashtami. So ghee was poured over the beautiful deity of Radha Gopijana Valla and it touched the feet of Lord. And it felt so blissful. Similarly, my dear friends, life is a journey. There are happy experiences and bitter experiences. But we need to learn how to make a good, how do we learn a lesson from this experience. I remember when I was in my 11th and 12th standard, I was in Ruparel College. And in this college, that time, we were very few students who were in a Gujarati category. We were only 15 students. And annually, there was a competition happening, which was all over, you know, Mumbai level. And it was a debate competition. So I was told to ask to represent my college. And my teacher told me, since last 2 years, we are winning the trophy. Huge trophy. Two elephants, a silver trophy. He said, this time, if you win the trophy will remain permanently in our college. So she indirectly tried to put pressure on me that you have to work hard to win this year. And I was preparing for my medicine. So I was not so much into, you know, debate and all. So, okay, I will go. So when we went, the way the competition was, you had to pick up a chit. Whatever subject is there, you have to start speaking. So I spoke. And then on the final level, I was competing with a girl from Mitibai Arts. You know, she was one of the best speakers. And I knew because I was representing my school at different places. I know she is the best. I cannot, you know, be better than her. So I thought maybe I will not be able to win this trophy. So then they gave us a pot, you know, pick up your chit. So she got first chance. So she picked up one chit. She saw the topic. Said, can I have a second chance? So she picked up the second one. And she said, can I have a third chance? And then she picked up the third chit and then she spoke. And they asked me. So I picked up the first chit and I spoke. And I won. And the trophy remained with Ruparel College. And I knew she is 100 times better than me. But just because of the circumstances, because she decided to take 3 chances, she lost. After 6 years, when I was in KEM, in my final MBBS exams, and it was the final year, final exam of ophthalmology practicals. I was very keen to get my ophthal seat. I wanted to get ophthalmology. So I had already worked hard, my theory papers were over, and now I had to do my practicals. Sir, somehow or other, my number was in such a way that I was the last student of that day for the practicals. And our examiner was from another very prestigious hospital who was anti our hospital. In front of me, I was the last student. It was almost 4 o'clock in the evening. We were waiting since morning. In front of me, he put 0, 0, 0 in all my practicals. He did not ask me a single question. To get an ophthalmology seat, you have to get a distinction. That means out of 200, you have to get 150 marks. I got 145. All because of theory, but 0 in the practicals. So I missed my distinction. I missed my seat in ophthalmology. I'm telling you both these experiences. One, where I won even though I didn't deserve it. And here, even though I was deserving, I lost. Can I react? What can I do? What was the lesson I learned? I cannot become depressed. I can only learn how to change my reaction. If I have not got an ophthal, what is the next option? Radiology. I was getting that seat. So sometimes we think we can choose our circumstances. There was a man who went to a shop where they were selling mangoes. And he said, "Isme se jo bhi sade hue aam hai na, sab mujhe de do. Mujhe sab sade hue aam chahiye." So dukandar said, "Sab?" I said, "Haan, haan, sab bhar do." So then that fellow started taking out all bad mangoes and started filling. So when he was putting all the bad mangoes, then he said, "Haan, now whatever the remaining mangoes are there, from that you give me 2 kilos mango." He didn't want to buy the bad mangoes. But he wanted the person to throw away first the sada hua mangoes and then get the good mangoes. Can we do this in our life? God, all the bad circumstances I don't want. Only good circumstances should come to me. No. We cannot do that. I was in a mall and there was a 3-year-old girl with her mother. And this girl was asking the mother, "I want to buy this." So mother was ignoring her. She started becoming very loud. So the mother said, "Tina, calm down." Then after some time she was yelling, the girl was yelling, yelling, "I want it, I want it." Saying, "Tina, calm down." That girl started throwing tantrums on the road. Said, "Tina, just relax. Tina, relax." And then all of us are wondering, you know. So we just told her that, you know, she's such a small child. Why are you telling her to become relaxed? Said, "Tina is my name." She was telling herself that relax. Huh? Relax. So what we can do? We cannot change the circumstances. We can only change ourselves. There was a Sardar who was changed, who was, actually I should not say Sardar. There was a person who was taking a bike on the India-Pakistan border and he was carrying a very, very big bag. So at the border they caught him. And the person said, "What is there in the bag?" He said, "Only sand." So he said, "We don't believe you." So they emptied out all the sand. They checked. There is nothing. And said, "Okay, you can go." Every day, this person went for 30 days with a bag of sand. And every day, the person on duty was checking. And nothing he could find. After 6 months, the person who was checking the customs at the, you know, he met this Sardar and he asked him that, "I know for sure you were smuggling something. I could not find out what you were doing, but tell me. At least now I want to know what you are doing." He said, "I was smuggling bikes." every day I was taking different bikes, and you didn't realize because you are busy checking only the sand. So my dear friends, what I am trying to tell you is, in our life, so many situations will come, and we try to see only from one angle. Try to see from the other angle, which will actually make you empowered, make you learn something, make you able to make you so strong that you can face any situation in life. All of us, whenever we are alone, there is a self-talk going on within us. What is a self-talk? It is a recording which is playing again and again, unknowingly, and telling us many things. Many times, this self-talk is negative. Unknowingly, it is affecting our subconscious level, our nervous system, and whatever is your self-talk is actually influences your self-image and your self-worth. Change your self-talk. Change your self-talk from fear, I cannot do it, I am not able to do it, I don't have the capacity to do it, to positive affirmation. Yes, I can do it. Do you think when Kunti had to take the decision that I will have to remain alive with 5 children, she did not think, how will I manage? I also love my husband. How will I stay without him? How will I raise these children? What did she change to? Yes. Since they don't have father, they need me more. I have to play a dual role. And I will take care of them. I will train them. What we need to do is change our beliefs into positive affirmations. Take actions. Sita ji, even she must be thinking, I am just married. If Lord Ram goes away for 14 years, what will I do? And who is this Kaikai interfering in our life? So many thoughts must have come in her mind. But she took the decision. Yes, if Ram is banished, I will not stay here. I will go with Lord Ram. So take action and learn from your experience. Empowering means actually it's a process of self-actualization. Aristotle tells that the real relationship which we can have is a relationship with our own self. The best journey which we can have is a journey of self-discovery, and the best knowledge we can have is a knowledge about ourselves. So now I'm going to give an acronym for empower. Let's begin with word letter E. E stands for enlighten yourself with knowledge. There are two types of knowledge. There is aparavidya and paravidya. Aparavidya is what you are learning in the school and colleges, which is important for us to live in this life, to make money, to educate ourselves, to get our degrees, to get some position, which will definitely give us some empowerment. But more important than that is aparavidya. What is aparavidya? Aparavidya is knowledge about our real self, which is given in Bhagavad Gita. What is told in Bhagavad Gita? Neha Bikrama Nashosti. Even if you make little progress in devotional service, this wealth is never lost. You will always progress in this path. Bhagavad Gita talks about Dehinosmin Yatha Dehe Kaumaram Yovanam Jara. That we are not this body, we are only eternal soul who is passing in this body from childhood to boyhood to youth to old age. And Nainam Chindanti Shastrani Nainam Dahati Pavaka. Nobody can destroy this soul, neither by water, nor by fire, nor by any weapon. And what is the nature of the soul? Sat Chit Ananda. Eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Arjun lost Abhimanyu. Arjun lost Ghatotkach. Pandavas lost all their 5 sons of Draupadi. They lost Bhishma Pitama, their grandfather. they lost their guru. Just because they had this knowledge, they could survive. So this is the knowledge we need to cultivate. So first is, enlighten yourself with knowledge. And what is this knowledge? This knowledge teaches us that we have our father who is most empowered. And how do you connect? The next letter is M. Mantra meditation. When you want to speak to somebody, what do? You dial a number and you connect. Right? You make a phone call and you connect yourself. Similarly, mantra meditation is a phone number of the Lord to connect with the Lord. And where is the Lord present? Right within us, sitting within our heart as Paramatma. When you connect to the Lord, who is supremely powerful, you get access to all His energy and you become more empowered. I have been doing a lot of research on the mantra meditation and cancer patients, psychiatric patients. And I can tell you, these patients who know they are going to die in 2 years, 6 months, but just by practicing mantra meditation, those last 6 months to 2 years of their life changes completely. They have a purpose to live and they know at the time of death where they are going and what they will get. So M stands for mantra meditation. E stands for enlighten with knowledge. P stands for positive faith. We must have faith that our Father is supremely powerful and He is there to look after us. There was a small girl, 8 years old girl, Tess, and she heard early morning that her parents were talking about her little brother who was 1 year old, and they were saying that he had a tumor in her brain and only a operation can survive his life. And they did not have money, so they were selling the house. And the father was telling mother that only a miracle can save this child. So when this 8 years old girl heard about miracle, she went back to her bedroom, she got her piggy bank out, and she got all the coins out, and she counted. And they were around $11. She took that piggy bank and she came to the chemist shop. And said, she made sound. And the chemist said, what do you want? She said, I want miracle. He said, what? He said, no, I want to buy miracle. Because, saying, what is miracle? Saying, this is the only thing which will make my brother's life alive. My brother will become better with this. So then there was another person standing there at the chemist. He said, what do you want, little girl? He said, no, my mother said that only a miracle can save my brother. Saying, what has happened to me? No, they are saying something is growing in his brain. So the person who was standing next to him saying, take me to your parents. And he went with her to the house and he introduced himself. He was the most famous neurosurgeon of that city. And he said, I can do the operation for free. So she actually purchased miracle with $11. When Prahlad was asked, is your Lord in this pillar? Prahlad had that faith. Yes, my Lord is present in this pillar. And the miracle happened. A pillar became father and mother of Narasimha Dev. When Srila Prabhupada, who is sitting here, you know, on the Vyasasan, when he went to America with only 40 rupees, and where you are sitting here in ISKCON temple like this, there are hundreds of temples all over world. When he went there for 1 year, nobody was there to support him. And he was sitting on a bench in a garden. And another person came and sat next to him and started asking him that, what do you do? Where do you, preach? He said, no, I have thousands of people who are following me. My books have been distributed. So many temples are there. When at that point of time, nothing was there. But Prabhupada had that faith. This is going to happen. And the miracle happened. So P is for positive faith. O stands for obedience to the Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Srila Prabhupada was empowered to do all those activities because he simply followed the instruction of his spiritual master, who told him, "You are a young boy, why don't you go to the western country and preach the message of Bhagavad Gita in English language?" And it is a long story, but Prabhupada had a hard struggle to fulfill that instruction. So when he obeyed the instructions of his spiritual master, he got the empowerment. Even the Pandavas, in the beginning of the war, the first arrow they shot at the feet of Bhishma and Dronacharya, that we seek your blessings. And immediately they said, Vijay Bhava. So when we obey our parents, obey our spiritual master, obey the instructions of the sadhus and shastra, we get the empowerment. And the last two letters are W and R. W stands for work towards your weaknesses with great determination in the association of empowered people. We all have some weaknesses and we need to overcome them. How do we overcome them? By coming to the temple, by associating with those people who are empowered, who are positive, they don't have those weaknesses. We can learn from them. To discriminate what is right and wrong is a good intelligence. And once you choose what is right, to be focused on that, to achieve the success is determination. So we have to work towards our weaknesses with determination. E stands for effective hearing. It is said that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadda Kabunoy Shravanadi Suddha Chitte Korile Udoy. All of us have that Krishna Prema within our heart, and only by the process of hearing Shravanam we can awaken that Krishna Prema. We all have that powerful substance within our heart, which is Krishna Prema. And you can awaken it by, only by hearing. And what is the second shloka in Bhagavatam? Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Whatever is unwanted, disturbing in your heart, can be easily removed just by the process of hearing. So please keep on coming to the temple, keep on hearing, because by this hearing, you will be more empowered to practice what we are hearing here. And the last R is relationship. To develop our relationship with the Lord. Once there was a crab who was walking on sand on the ocean. And the waves of ocean were coming and removing all the footprints of the crab. So the crab asked the ocean, "You are my good friend. Why are you so disturbed by my footprints? Why are you destroying them?" He said, "No, I am just doing this because a fisherman is following your footprints and is going to catch you." So we cannot imagine Lord is caring for us beyond our imagination. Value that caring. So R stands for developing relationship with the Lord. The key to empowerment is more you offer to the Lord, more you serve to the Lord will empower you in direct proportion. And I will end with a very, very short story. Last year in Calcutta temple, the temple president got a call that one lady was calling up, that I am calling up from this city. And we have an old lady in our house who is about to leave her body. So we want a Radha Krishna picture. Can you send a Radha Krishna picture? So the temple president went in his gift shop. And surprisingly, it was a Calcutta temple and they have Radha Govindji deity. But there was not a single frame of Radha Govindji. So he came to his room and he had a picture of Radha Shyam Sundar of Vrindavan. So he took that frame and sent it to this lady's home with the driver. After 15 days, the lady came back and she said, "We are very grateful to you that you sent that picture. We put the picture right in front of my mother, who left her body seeing at the photo of Radha Shyam Sundar." She said, "But I want to tell you one thing. When Srila Prabhupada was making ISKCON Vrindavan, at that time, my mother had approached Prabhupada, "Do you need any help?" And Prabhupada told him, "Why don't you donate the DTO of Radha Shyam Sundar?" And she was the one who had given money for buying the DTs of Radha Shyam Sundar. And we can see, if you do little service to Lord, Lord will reciprocate. And Lord came personally to take her in the form of Radha Shyam Sundar. So we finish here, empower, enlighten with knowledge, mantra meditation, positive faith, obedience, work towards your weaknesses with determination, effective hearing and relationship with the Lord. So we end our lecture here because I think Prerna devotees are waiting. So we all can go, you can take darshan and go down to the Bhaktivedanta hall where we'll have kirtan for some time, and if you have any questions, we can answer them. No, down, down. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol.